was Romeo was bleeding. Romeo was bleeding. The Nazis, you notice. The cats over on 18th Street as usual. It was looking so hard. I guess the hood of his car. It was putting out a cigarette in his hand. All the pachucos at the pumps. The Romero's beating body. Now Paulie can spit. Well, man, it's just another night. And they're huddled in the brake lights of this 58 Bel Air. And listening to how Romeo killed the sheriff with his knife. They're all jumping, they hear the siren. And Romeo just laughs. All the rocking in the world. I'll never see that copper's ass. I'll never see another summertime. For cutting down my brother. Leaving him to die like a dog beneath the car without his knife. Romeo said, hey man, give me a cigarette. He always put it back. Cranky lights his pouring. Pats him on the back with a bottle in a milk truck. And it breaks, he grabs his nuts. They all know they'd be like Romeo if they only had a gun. And Romeo was bleeding tonight. Romeo was bleeding. He winces now and then. And he leans against the car door, feels the blood in his shoes. Someone's crying at the firepoint at the phone booth by the store. And Romeo starts his business, wipes the blood off the door. They brought his through the signal. He got the radio full blast. And they all try to stand like Romeo. And the moon's cut like a sickle. You can hear him talking in Spanish. All about their hero. Hey, Pachuco. Hey, man. I said, hey, man. Romeo is bleeding. Oh, Romeo is bleeding. Now you get to the back. Romeo is bleeding. Romeo is bleeding.
się na mnie, Polsko, nie gniewaj się. Ja naprawdę bardzo kocham cię, naprawdę kocham cię. Więc wybacz mi, Polsko, że spóźniłem się. Więc wybacz, że na spotkanie spóźniłem się. Poprowadź mnie za rękę, prowadź mnie za rękę i opowiadaj, co słychać u ciebie, co słychać, opowiadaj. Nie wstydź się mnie, Polsko, nie wstydź się. Już dobrze, zgaszę światło i będę szukał w ciemnościach ciebie. Ja będę szukał w ciemnościach ciebie, będę szukał twoich ust.
Hello, people. Hello? We're gonna...
Can we turn this one off?
Welcome back, everyone. It's time for our second round of talks, and this time with some of our new artists. Artists who are graduating this year. Thank you for playing the video games, first of all. I saw some people having a lot of fun with those. The first person I'd like to invite on stage is Efita, who made this game here. Efita? Epita, can you? Go ahead.
Hello. So I made this game. You can't really see it now, but I made it. I made it in 6 months for my graduation, and it's a really weird game. It's about boredom, because I had a little side quest working at a fire station. I know you wouldn't say it looking at me, but I was sort of a firefighter for 6 months. And what I noticed is how fucking bored they were, like all day, every day. Like everything we know is like fighting fires and like kicking in doors and saving people. But imagine working at a small station, and it's like weeks go by without a call out. So you wait there like every single day, waiting for something to happen. You can't chill. You can barely feel like you can shower because like every second the alarm can go off, but it just doesn't happen. And that feeling is what my game is about. And it's also about the absurdism of like a group of men waiting for someone's house to burn down and being excited when their house burned down because yes, they can finally do something. So I made this weird little game. It's about like 10 minutes of playing. It's gonna be on Steam for free as well. So you can play the demo, and yeah, let me know what you think, of course. Of course, I'm also still bug testing, so if you find any bugs, you can always let me know. And yeah, play it, definitely. I feel like I'm forgetting something, but probably not. Oh yeah, I graduated like 2 days ago, so. Thank you. So I'm also super excited, like, first I'm gonna go on vacation for like a month and never, and then I'm gonna look at it again, but now I'm just like, I can't look at it, but I'm gonna like fix it up a bit. But I'm super excited for like new opportunities, I wanna do game jams, I wanna do a lot of showcases, I wanna get a job eventually as well. So if you do like anything in the games, hit me up as well. And yeah, enjoy, woo!
Thank you, Efita. I want to also mention that we made a game together, me and Efita. She was my art lead, and it was amazing working with you. So I just want to say thank you for introducing me to the gaming industry also, because that's what I'm studying now. I want to now invite Bone Garden. There's one person from Bone Garden here. Charlotte. Go ahead.
Whoa, this thing is beat up. I haven't held a microphone in ages, so I hope I'm audible now. Yes. Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Charlotte. I'm one of four people representing a team called Bone Garden here, a very recently founded company. We made that little game over there called Short Circuit. It's a little speedrunner with very short puzzle-oriented levels. I did rehearse on the way here what I was going to talk about, but I forgot most of it now, so I'm gonna try to think of something on the spot. So Carmen was talking about graduation, right? I graduated from a four-year program at a four-year program at BOAS, where I was a designer. What a designer does on a game is we try to make it fun, and we have all these techniques that we use to make it fun, and that's what I was learning for 4 years, basically. I had my graduation ceremony yesterday, so I'm very fresh out in the world. What I wanted to mention was the black hole that Renee also talked about. That's something that we all, as artists, I think, need to fill after we graduate from our schools, where we do learn our craft. Because it is a craft, but I think in today's, I think, market, money-oriented society, we don't have as much appreciation for just a craft, someone developing themselves to be able to do something very, very well. And I think one of the ways that we can do it, which is what I've started doing with three of my classmates, was to start that company and try to become self-employed. Especially in game development, I think it's very possible because it's a market, right? It's entertainment business because we make a game and then we sell it to people so that they can have fun with the game. We're selling toys, basically. But for not just children. What that means is that we can go into it to make money afterwards, but it is always a gamble, especially with starting my own company, because we need to game out. I think I'm fiddling with the cable a little bit. We need to get the game out there, we need to have it sell, we need to have people recognize it, we need to have people be aware of it and want to buy it on top of that. And that's very difficult without a marketing team. And we don't have a marketing team because there's four of us. We already have enough work on our hands working on the game. So that black hole, that fear of the kind of emptiness that comes after graduation, I think that's very real. And I think that's what will grip all of us eventually. But with a little bit of gambling and a little bit of luck, I think there is a way through for all of us, which I'm hoping all of you do make it in your own ways. Something else that I wanted to talk about is a small thing that I noticed that you might like to do in your team projects, because working on art is already very exhausting. I don't know how many of you do group projects here. Show of hands, real quick. I'm not seeing many hands, actually. That's interesting. So a lot of individuals here. But for those of you who are working on group projects, I think it's important to keep being joyous with your teammates, right? Art is about expressing yourself and pouring your soul into the project and bringing joy to yourself and others. And to keep that emotion, that joy that drives us in mind as we're working on our projects is, I would say, maybe the most important thing, because to live a happy life is to live a good life. So I hope you all live a happy life after graduation, or if you're not artists, in your own lives. And that's it from me. Check out the game. Come talk to me. I love to talk about games and game design specifically. So I'm open to you up anytime. And that's it. Yeah, that's it from me.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. And thank you from your team who can't be here. I'd like to invite the last of our new artists on stage, Alice. It's a yes.
I have never spoken into a microphone in my life. Hello, I am Alice. Okay, it feels really weird to stay on this stage. I have never stood on a stage before. I always go to places like this and I'm like, those people are so cool. And now I'm here, okay, hi. I graduated this week. It took a lot of work, but I really liked it. It's always been my dream to make stories. I love making stories. I really like drawing, and that is why I did art school. And I'm trying to make my own comics. I have made this. I see one of the panels fell off. I'm gonna that 10 minutes. Don't look at that. My graduation project. It's a book I really want to publish. Right now, I made 3 chapters. I really wanted to have 6 or 7. It's about family. I really wanted to do a story about family, and I needed to talk to my teacher about someone that has different opinions as me. So I went to a priest, and I thought it was really scary because I always feel judged by people like that. But he was actually pretty nice. And we talked a lot about what family means for religious people. And I have absolutely not the same opinions about a lot of things. But he did say a lot of good things about it. So I made a comic about a son and a mother. The son and the mother do not have the great relationship. And he hates fate and stuff, because all of the bad things that are around it. So I tried to make a story about how you can hurt people by trying to do the right thing but not listening to each other. And that is, you can look at the thing. It's Dutch, so have fun if you want to. You can also look at it. Yeah, just look at it. But yeah, I love drawing, and it's pretty cool to be here. And I hope you guys have a great night or evening. Okay, this was the first time I spoke to a microphone. This was fun.
Did great. You did
this
great.
Was fun.
Okay,
I
Thank you to all the new artists we have who wanted to talk. We're going to have another short break in which you can, again, look at all of the artworks, go to the merch table if you want to buy something maybe, try out the games, and then we're going to have our very last talk after that and our closing musicians. So have fun, and I'll see you in another 15 to 20 minutes.
Potem grabiesz mi ubranie do Warszawy.
wracam sam. Stoję na balkonie, palę papierosa, Warszawa i ja. Stoję na balkonie, palę papierosa, szkoda tylko, że to wszystko się kiedyś skończy. Mam w kieszeni śminkę i w kieszeni piasek. Teraz jest ktoś nowy i jest ktoś inny. Przez jeden dzień radzi taksy w stronę centrum. Mam w kieszeni śminkę i w kieszeni tek. Stoję na balkonie, palę papierosa, Warszawa i ja. Stoję na balkonie, palę papierosa, szkoda tylko, że to wszystko się kiedyś skończy. Dokąd iść i znowu tracę czas. Nic już nie rozumiem. Mam w kieszeni szminkę i w kieszeni piasek. Zapalam papierosa,
oddycham światłem gwiazd.
Jutro rano nowa podróż, może ostatni raz. Stoję na balkonie, palę papierosa, Warszawa i ja. Stoję na balkonie, palę papierosa, Warszawa i ja. Stoję na balkonie, palę papierosa, Warszawa i ja. Stoję na balkonie, palę papierosa, szkoda tylko, że to wszystko się kiedyś skończy.
Thank you. każdą noc mamy swoje sny i swoje drogi. Tak jak ty rozglądamy się, chcemy znać ostatnią wersję prawdy. Goni nas lukratywny wiec i wszystkim życzymy źle nam z oczu patrzy. Biega tłum, chyba że ktoś chce się z tego pośmiać. Wiele rąk i zbyt mało głów, o waszyźmie łatwo nic nie mówić. Wiele rąk i zbyt mało głów i nigdy nie mów mi bzdur, że to dla mnie. O tylko nie to, o tylko nie to, o tylko nie to. Nie, 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 nie. Niech krzyż mi bzdur, że to dla mnie. O tylko nie to, o tylko nie to, o tylko nie to. Nie, 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 nie.
hard for tonight. And the assignments are really hard, I guess. And then in combination with like a lecture, nothing.
Yeah. Get the fuck out. We don't want you here.
Hello everyone, welcome back from our last break. So I realized I never did a proper introduction. My name is Carmen Lorraine and I am organizing this event. I graduated. Thank you. I graduated from Willem de Koning last year. And it was stuffy, so I thought I'd bring a better event and bring some people with me who deserved a better event. And I'm so happy for all the artists that came this year, all the artists that came last year, and hopefully all the artists that will come next year, because we're already planning next year, don't worry, so you all need to come. So last year I graduated with an art installation. Part of it is over there, the two towers. It used to be a full confessional booth where the whole idea was you could sit in it and confess, and the audio was played back at you, distorted. Part of it was also a criticism on the art world and the idea that an artist needs to suffer for making good art. So I kind of turned it around and I said, well, my suffering is not going in this piece. I'm going to make the audience put their suffering in the piece. So you better confess. And a lot of people did. So I have some wonderful music from that, which Troy helped me with, my partner. And I narrowly avoided the black hole after art school because I kept studying. I did a minor in game design during art school, and I decided to continue doing that. So now I'm in Breda studying game design, where I also met some people who are making games, which is why there are two games this year. And probably next year there will be more games because of that. I've never really found my place in art school, and I feel like I have found my place now, which is why I think my black hole would have been very dark and deep. So I'm not in there, though. So the whole idea behind this event was that I wanted to present as diverse possible artworks in a more loose space where artists got the time to talk about their work and got the time to talk with the people that might be interested in their work. So I hope I have achieved this year. And for what I'm working on now outside of school, I've been working with some bands. I did a festival last year where I did animations for bands. It was a sort of background visuals for them, which was really cool to do. And I've been making some album covers for bands, including a band whose first album is coming out this summer, Ishkur. And the illustration that I made for that is a print which is being sold at the merch table. It has a sort of temple in the middle, which is an ancient Sumerian temple, which relates to the theme of the album. And if you want, you can buy the print. It doesn't have the title on there. That will be the album cover itself. I'm going to be working on an album cover for another band, which may or may not appear tonight.
So yeah, that's what I've been doing. That was my work. I would like to invite Quinten on stage to send us off with some beautiful music like he did last year. And after Quinten gives us his performance, I'll be back to introduce our special guests. Have fun, Quinten.
All right, thank you very much for coming. My name is Quinten de Groot. I'm going to be playing Scherzo, which is a Spanish-inspired, kind of impressionistic, weird piece by Alberto Ginastero. It's not that old. It's kind of modern, but it's really weird, and I like it. So thank you all very much for coming, and I hope this music will accentuate the art pieces and also sound fun. Thanks. Thank you. Very much. I want to say. Oh.
Waarom ga ik dankjewel zeggen?
Oh, I want to say thank you to Karma for organizing and making it as good as last year. Thank you to all the artists, and of course to everyone for coming, and also for the special guest for coming. Oh.
I would like to ask everyone now to go to the bar for our special guest, because they also have a special location. So, yeah, I would like you to all go back to the back. And after that, you can all enjoy the art pieces, play the game some more.
Lali Cartes Pérez. El Gelel, Lali Cartes Pérez. El Helen, Lali Cartes Pérez. Lali
Cartes Pérez. DJ Niraha met solo M3 Zero Wow 2024 vanop het album Korg Music 2024 demo El Helel. Je hoorde het trouwens in het nummer, als je die Griekse stem hoorde, die zei El Helel. Dus ja, geen idee wat het eigenlijk precies betekent, maar het is Grieks. Komt uit op het Heat Crimes label, is denk ik in Athene. En het volgende wat we gaan draaien komt ook van op datzelfde Heat Crimes label. Het is wel een Britse artiest, Mariam Rezai. Ja, die maakt harde noise, elektronisch slachtafval. Dit komt van op haar album Fractured Cut van Mariam Rezai, featuring Mobcat. Thank you.